John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
If you don't have plans for tonight or even tomorrow night, I've got a great suggestion for you. This woman will be performing at Helium Comedy Club for two shows each night, 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, the woman who married a curse, right? The woman who has to go through life with Rich Voss in her house, the one and only Bonnie McFarlane is here
this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we sympathize with you because, you know, like, Rich comes in here and it's, you know, we go, gee, poor Bonnie. You know, uh-huh. I just have to live with this every day.
I chose it. When I married Rich, I thought he was in on the joke. Turns out that's not the case, John. So, he is who he pretends to be. That is him. I just had to go, oh, this is your earnest depiction of yourself.
And without fail, whenever he is here, he is in, and maybe this is a family thing, because I know it's going on a little bit with you this morning. He is in the ugliest pants one can ever imagine. And he claims that they're for golf.
Yeah, he does golf. He
right.
does.
I know he does that a lot. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But he wears, you know, if somebody's going to show up in green Budweiser pants, it's going to be Rich Voss.
Yeah.
All right. But meanwhile, you show up today and things not good. I mean, you got the big holes in your jeans. And, right?
Oh, Gramps. come on. This has been going on for decades. I actually did quit. You know, because I'm an environmentalist, so
okay.
I don't want to consume all the time. So I quit buying. Do you ever think, like, there's nothing we can do with the environment? Like, it's so over. I was in the shower for like an hour and a half this morning. It's like, what are little things we can do, you know, just as individuals? I don't know, you guys. I usually get my best ideas in the shower.
Or at least I stand there until I get one.
I stopped buying any clothes or accessories mm-hmm. or anything. I'm going to do it for a year. I have until November to go.
Okay.
And, so that's what you're seeing now. You're
okay,
seeing,
so I'm saying the last, you know, vestiges of
yes,
your wardrobe.
Yes, I'm just hanging on. You know, because I had a clothes shopping addiction, which is the worst uh-huh. addiction to have. Because when you finally
it.
Hit
I
your
know
bottom,
it well.
you look amazing. When you get better, you look like this. People are like, what happened? You're like, rehab.
Now you threw a roast for Rich?
I did. For somebody on the dais said, that's how far I'll go to not have to spend time alone with my husband on his birthday. Because people always say, you know, like, oh, did you know, when it's your birthday or an event, they always go, oh, did you get lucky? I always go, no, I had to do it.
who were part of the roast?
So the roast, which is available at vossroast.com, is like the best roasters in the world we got. Just because they're friends with Rich, or maybe uh-huh. they don't like him and they wanted to get out some of their aggressions verbally. But Joe DeRosa, Jim Norton, Jim Florentine, Bobby Kelly, Judy Gold, Big J. Okerson, Colin
Lord.
Quinn, and everybody just destroyed. Oh, Luis J. Gomez is on it.
Uh-huh.
So, and I was the Roastmaster president.
Okay, all right. Did you shave your head?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
So because you had to look as much like Jeff as you possibly
so
can.
I'm wearing a hat. Yeah. I put on my Shallow Hal suit and got in there and did it.
So, now when you guys have a daughter, all right?
I think that's true. I'm looking to my publicist. Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, right. I do.
Right. Because when Rich is in, it always seems that no matter what this child does, either the child or the dog, you've got a Yorkie also, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So whenever he's in, it seems like they are the bane of his existence, those two.
Yeah. My daughter wrote a rap for, she does it as Rich.
Right.
And she puts on his hat and his glasses and then she goes, yo, 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 what's up? I'm Rich Voss. I hate my wife, my kid, my dog. yeah, she's very talented.
Uh-huh. And when you go out on the road, she comes with you.
So she comes with, I got everything ready. I got this weekend sort of last minute. Mm. They got me the hotel that was dog friendly, because I would leave my daughter to kennel, but they don't have those. But I got to take my dog with me. So then I tell Raina she's coming this weekend. I have to switch some, you know, piano lessons around and stuff. And then I find out Rich is at home this weekend. I was like, well, so then I said to her, you can stay home with your dad. And she was like, don't you dare.
How old is she now?
So she's going to be 11.
She's going to be 11.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And is she working out to be a professional wise ass as well?
She's. I'll tell you the first joke she ever wrote. This was when she was, I think, 6 years old.
Okay.
We were watching Last Comic Standing, and then she told me to pause the TV and said, I just thought of a joke for you. You go on stage, you're in a wheelchair, you got your legs are bandaged, you got a thing on your neck, you know, your arms are broken, and you go up to the mic and you say to the audience, you should feel sorry for me. I'm married. Which I Googled it because I was like, you did not write that. That's better than anything I've ever done. How dare you? So she peaked a couple of years ago, unfortunately. Now it's just some alternative wackiness. It's too much.
What's new for you yourself? I mean, other than not buying clothes. Anything new in your life?
I don't keep track of that stuff for me anymore. Uh-huh. It's all about my husband and my daughter. I love them.
Well, God, do you lie well.
I love them so much. Love the one you're with. I don't know what's going on in my life. I'm touring.
Don't look at Meredith.
I can't think of a publicist. I've been doing stuff, but I don't know what exactly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stand-up, a lot of writing. I do a lot of writing for people.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you write for?
I write a lot of roast jokes for people.
Okay.
I write a lot of punch-up stuff for people.
Right.
I've written stand-up for some pretty major names.
Right. Who lead us to believe that they wrote it themselves?
There's no... I used to write for Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah, that must have been shocking for you.
Awful. Just because he would be the last person on a list of people that I know that I would think that would. In fact, I didn't believe it for a long time in terms of, I thought some foul play happened. I was like, we're going to find out more about this. And it's really like upsetting to find out that he was dealing with that this whole time.
Oh,
I had no idea.
No.
Yeah, he was the one who, he has a book imprint at, Simon & Schuster, whatever. What's it? What my book company
Penguin.
That I can't remember.
Scholastic.
No.
Knopf.
Thank you. Thanks for playing, guys. If you want to call in and know my book company.
Bobby McFarlane.
But he has an imprint there. He was the one who got my book published.
Okay.
He asked me to write a book. I did. So we were like, and then I wrote for him.
Uh-huh.
He did a lot of, not stand-up, but speaking engagements.
So every wise ass comment that we heard come out of him was actually you?
No. I know he got in trouble for some of the things that I told him to say. And I felt bad about that. But he would do, like, he was never like, no, this is going too far. He just was game. He just did it.
No, that seemed like him, all right?
Yes.
You know, so, especially if you're going to eat the stuff that he would eat, hey, what the hell's a joke? Bonnie McFarlane is appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 10, and tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. We found out you never have been in the studio before. This is your first time here. The last time you were on, you were on the phone with us. So
yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Did everything you dreamed
that.
It to be?
This is like unlike any other radio studio I've ever been in.
Uh huh.
It's worse. First of all, there's no chairs. I don't know what happened.
Or
to
windows.
Your budget.
Yeah, no windows either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's brutal.
All right. So, because a lot of guests want to jump out when they start to talk to me, so we just sealed them right up.